Or to John chapter 3 and verse 14, a very familiar passage of Scripture. John chapter 3 and verse 14 and following. John chapter 3. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Amen.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Amen.
He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Looking back at verse 14, it says, And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. What is this serpent in the wilderness that the Scriptures speak of here? Well, we find this account in Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 4 through 9. In the Word of God, we learn of the provision of the Lord. After the Lord had brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, he led them through the wilderness, through this very rough and rugged countryside. And the hearts of the people, the Bible tells us, began to get discouraged because of the way. It was a very rough and rugged countryside. And they began to loathe the bread that the Lord had provided for them. And they spoke out against the Lord and against his anointed, Moses. People spoke out against him. They accused the Lord and Moses of taking them out of the land of Egypt just so that they would die in the wilderness. What a brash thing to say about the Lord, God of hosts, and his servant. To say that he had led them out to kill them. And this rebellion against the Lord was met with its due reward. The Lord sent fiery serpents amongst the people. And the Scripture tells us that much people died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. These children of Israel had sinned. They had sinned against the Lord. They rebelled against he who had formed them. And as a result, all those who were bitten by these serpents were to die. They were condemned to death. There was no cure. They were entirely at the mercy of the Lord. And looking at this passage, we can draw parallels with us and how the Lord deals with sinners as a whole. Just as the children of Israel rebelled against the Lord and against his anointed, so too has all mankind rebelled of their own free will and sinned. The Scriptures tell us that the punishment for this sin is death. For the wages of sin is death. And we have sinned. We have been bitten by this spiritual fiery serpent, as it were. And the punishment for that is death. But what is sin? I say we've sinned. Well, the book of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4 gives us a very simple definition of what sin is. It tells what sin is. It tells us that sin is the transgression of the law. It's the stepping over of the boundaries which God has set. Trans means to cross. You have the transcontinental railroad going across the continent. And here it says transgression. You've stepped over the law which God said you don't cross. And he gives us a summary of what that is in Exodus chapter 20, known as the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And there in India, Hinduism is one of the most popular, or it is the most popular religion. And they believe in many, many gods. They believe there are many deities. You can have your own personal gods, many hundreds and even thousands of gods. But the Bible tells us there's only one God.
Amen.
And to believe otherwise, the Bible calls it sin. He has the first place in our life. He has the throne of our hearts. He says, Thou shalt have no other gods before me. If you break this, you've sinned. And you're guilty of, and you deserve death. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images.
Amen.
We aren't to make images or pictures of the Lord Jesus, of the Holy Spirit, of the Father, and worship those. Bible says you're not to do so. And if you do so, it's sin. And the penalty for this sin is death. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. You may say, I've never said, oh my God, and stubbed your toe and just said it. But have you sung it in a song, not meaning it? Jesus loves me, this I know for the Bible. But you don't think about it. You've said it empty.
That's right.
The Lord Jesus. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. We are to set aside a day to worship the Lord. And we are to work. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth.
Amen.
The Bible doesn't tell us to stop honoring our parents.
Amen.
The Bible tells us, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. But it doesn't tell us to ever stop it. We are to honor our parents.
Amen.
And if we don't, the penalty for this is death. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Both of these, Jesus points out that we can break that law. We may not go to the farthest extent of breaking that law, but we can break it in our hearts by hating our brother without a cause.
That's right.
Or looking upon a woman to lust after her.
That's right.
In our hearts. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not steal. We may not go through the store and steal a candy bar. We may not rob a bank. But to fulfill this law, Paul tells us, not only are we not to steal, but we are to labor with our hands to provide for those in need.
That's right.
To fulfill the law. We haven't fulfilled the law. We are fallen. For all have sinned. Thou shalt not bear a false witness against thy neighbor.
Amen.
This is where we all fall. Thou shalt not lie. At some time in our life, somebody has lied. And the Bible tells us that all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire.
That's right.
All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've coveted, we've wanted something so much that we're willing to sin to get it. We've coveted. And who can stand when compared with this perfect law of God? The Bible tells us if God should hold our iniquities against us, who should stand? It's not me. The Bible tells us if we have sinned, if we've broken in one area, we've broken the law of God, and the penalty for that is death. And death in the Bible often means separation. In this case, separation from God. For God is just and holy, and he cannot be in the presence of sin.
That's right.
There are times when God does not move very quickly. God gave the children of men decades to repent when he had Noah build this ark. He gave them many years as he built that ark. So God looked down upon the children of men, and they were wicked. They had sinned, and the penalty for that was death. And he sent a flood to pay them for their sin.
That's right.
And Noah escaped because he found grace in the eyes of God. But even Noah was a sinner. And though he escaped the judgment of death, for he had sinned, and when he escaped it in the flood, Noah too eventually grew old. His eyes dimmed, and he died. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Amen.
And death is all about us. Just adjacent to the property here is a funeral home. All throughout Greenville, there's cemeteries. The other day, I was working up in Pumpkin Town, and we were waiting for a code inspector to come by, and I was just messing around by a creek on the other side of the road. And I looked down, and I realized there was a little bouquet of flowers there. And it said mother on it. As I looked around, I realized there was melted glass here and there, and the ground was scorched. And somebody had run off the side of the road, and someone's mother had died.
Mm.
And death is all about us.
That's right.
That old song says, death is coming, hell is moving, for death reigns. But then as these children of Israel were dying because of their sin, the scriptures also tell us about a second death. What a horrible event this second death is. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Mark and Isaiah tell us that it's a place where the worm dieth not. An eternal flame unquenchable. We were willing to call God a liar, and that we thought that it would be all right to sin, but now in hell all those who wouldn't repent of their sin will pay for their sin. For the wages of sin is death. This lake of fire was prepared for the devil and his angels. And how terrible it must be. utter darkness, a black, dark flame, no light here to illumine the wickedness of men. And oh, the memories of the goodness of the Lord in calling all men, calling you unto repentance.
Amen.
Cast out, fallen into this bottomless pit, holding on to the sides of this pit. This terror-filled place is awaiting all those who have denied the Lord and His goodness in providing an escape. And for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And this is the penalty for sin to make our homes in hell. But maybe you are like these children of Israel. After they had sinned, they came to Moses, the servant of the Lord, and they asked him to plead with the Lord for mercy. They had been sentenced to death. Their wages for sin were death, as are ours. And they came to him asking for mercy. They realized their condition and they knew that God had the power to do something about it.
Amen.
And when they called unto the Lord was rich unto all those that called upon him. Moses asked the Lord to take away the fiery serpents. The Lord said, "Make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live."
Amen.
So Moses did as the Lord commanded him, and much people were saved.
Amen.
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Amen.
For God so loved the world that he provided a way that they could escape this death. It would have been foolish for these children of Israel, after Moses set this fiery serpent up in the midst of the camp, after they had been bitten and they were going to die, if they had turned their back on that.
That's right.
If they had looked the other way. God had provided a way of salvation. If they said, "No, I'll go to the doctor, perhaps. I'll go to a physician. Maybe I'll just get better by myself." But no, there was the only way, looking to that serpent and the provision which the Lord had set there in the midst of the camp. And so too it would be foolish for us. Christ, or God, has set forth Christ for us to look to.
Amen.
And if we looked away from him and said, "No, we'll do it our own way. We'll find another way. We'll go to other methods of getting to heaven." It would be foolish for us to do such. And just as all those who looked on that brazen serpent were made whole, so too will all who look in faith upon Christ Jesus be made whole. And we will receive new life.
Amen.
Jesus Christ was sent to the cross to die that we might live. He died. He paid the penalty for sin, for the penalty for sin is death, and someone must needs die.
Amen.
So that we might live. He was the way which God chose to save repentant sinners. And during his earthly ministry, he made many claims. Christ Jesus did. He said, "I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
Amen.
He claimed that he had power over death and hell. But anybody could make these claims.
That's right.
Now, I can tell you that if you come to me, I'll give you salvation. I can say, if you pay me, I'll give you salvation. But I'd be a liar, because I can't do that.
That's right.
But the Lord Jesus proved that he had power over death by rising again on that third day and breaking the power and chains of sin and death. He has the power to heal men of the sickness of sin and give them this new life, a life everlasting with the Lord in heaven. In the book of Isaiah, we read, "Look unto me, and be ye saved,
Amen.
All ye ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." Look unto me, and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth. As Moses lifted up that serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. We are to look to him as the provision of the Lord from our sin and death, for we will die one day. There's no exceptions. And we are to look to Christ to be saved. Won't you be saved? If there's one here tonight, you have sinned. You've been bitten by this spiritual, fiery serpent of sin and death.
That's right.
And your wages for this sin is death. But God has provided a way to escape that second death.
Amen.
And that's looking to Christ Jesus in faith, saying, Lord, take my place. Lord, I trust your cross work on Calvary to take my place. For God so loved the world that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to hang upon that cross that we might look to him. And now God commands all men everywhere to repent.
Amen.
Including you.
That's right.
He commands all men everywhere to repent because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Jesus Christ, whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. He commands us all now to repent, to turn and look to Christ, as those who were bitten by that serpent needed to turn and look to that brazen serpent, which was a picture of what was to come.
I try.
The children of Israel were to look to this brazen serpent, believing that God had provided a way of escape. They may have not understood all of the reasons for doing so, but those who believed God, that it would cure them of death and the punishment of God, were healed. And even so are we to look in faith to Christ, believing God that this is the way that we are to escape death and the penalty of sin. Come. O sinner, come. Jesus is calling.
Amen.
Calling for you and for me. Won't you believe on God's only begotten Son that you might have everlasting life? This same Jesus who raised himself from the dead, for the death had no power over him, he now commands you to repent, to look to himself, Christ Jesus, in faith and hope in this provision of the Lord. Let's